A group calling itself Concerned Youth of NDC in the Greater Accra region has accused the regional chairman, Adekoka, of misappropriation of funds, using his office to work for his personal interest, as well as taking actions that do not inure to the benefits of the party. The convener of the group, Daniel Asai, said this at a news conference in Accra. Zephaniah Dana and Yao Emrika have the details.
Before the Greater Accra Regional NDC Delegates Conference, slated for November 15, comes off, certain groups in the party have started pointing accusing fingers at some of their executives. One of such groups is the Concerned Youth of NDC. The convener of the group, Daniel Asai, said although NDC won in the Greater Accra region in the 2012 elections, the party failed to improve upon its performance in the 2008 elections. He said the region also recorded the highest court cases in the history of the party, to which many have assigned to poor and bad leadership at the regional level. Mr. Asai alleged that this happened due to the actions and inactions of the regional chairman, Joseph Adekoka.
The poor performance within the region is due to the inability of the region's leader to release adequate resources meant for grassroots work to the constituencies. We are very much aware of the fact that during the 2012 national biometric registration, the region was allocated 10,000, whilst 5,000 cedis was allocated to each constituency through the region. But unfortunately, the sitting chairman unilaterally allocated only 2,000 cedis to each constituency with the excuse that the remaining 3,000 cedis were used to produce motorbikes for the constituencies. So the question now is, where are the motorbikes? Are the motorbikes once being shared for votes? We also believe that these problems are due to the inexperienced, autocratic, non-ethical lack of knowledge on the philosophical principles of the NDC and a parochial interest against the communal interests of the party by the head of the regional executives.
Mr. Afsai therefore called on all delegates to vote for authentic and ethical leaders for the region.
And when we say ethical and authentic leaders, in this context, we are referring to a leader who will attend to your calls at any time. A leader who understands the grassroots work and is ready to avail himself to the task. A leader who is ready to lead the region and the party to victory in 2016 and beyond.
He appealed to all delegates to be discerning, consider the future of the party towards sustaining power, and avoid any attempt to be influenced by material things.